And now, it's your turn with Dave Mullarkey. 724-283-2525. It's Butler County's only live call-in talk show. It's your turn on 680 AM WISR and worldwide on the internet at WISR680.com. It's your turn, 724-283-2525. And now, it's your turn with Dave Mullarkey.
Well, hello there. Good afternoon. Welcome. Nice to have you with us on the Thursday. Yeah, Thursday already edition of It's Your Turn here on WISR. We are nearing the weekend, and the weather is just absolutely glorious today. Now, you know, it's not swimming weather, but hey, it's early March. And when you got sunshine and we're already in the mid-40s, that's pretty nice. We have lots of good stuff to talk about on the program today. We'll have a number of guests visiting with us a little bit later. We're going to talk about the impact of daylight saving time. We do that, you know, this weekend. We change the clocks. I'm a lover of daylight saving time. I have never been bothered by switching the clocks a couple of times a year. There's evidence, however, that that can be a problem for a lot of people. I don't know. We're going to talk with Dr. Phyllis Zee, a physician, about the impact of daylight saving time. I have a feeling that she and I are going to disagree a little bit, but I'll go with the experts. Anyway, that's coming up a little bit later. And also today, women and cardiovascular disease. Research is being done on the effects of heart disease and the incidence of heart disease in women. And we'll talk with the physician, Dr. Jessica Mega, about that. She's on the faculty at Harvard Medical School. So all of that's still to come later on the program, but we welcome our first guest with us here in the studio. She is Donna Lamison. Donna is the executive director, the new executive director of NAMI Butler County. Donna, it's nice to meet you. It's nice to have you with us here today.
Nice to be here, Dave. Thank you.
NAMI is the acronym for National Alliance for...
On Mental Illness.
National Alliance on Mental Illness. Mm-hmm. Thank you for correcting me. But there's a Butler County chapter, is that how it's referred
Affiliate.
To? Affiliate. Yeah. And you have been the top administrator of the Butler County affiliate for just a short time, right?
1 month. So there's many, many things I don't know, but I will talk about some of the stuff that I hopefully do know.
Well, we want to talk about, in particular, one program that's coming up very, very soon next week. NAMI Butler County will be starting a new family-to-family program. Maybe we should take a couple of minutes, though, to talk initially about NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Can you give our listeners who are not familiar with NAMI just a little bit of a brief overview on the organization and what you do?
Well, as we said, there is a national organization, and we are an affiliate of that, which means that we have all the resources available to us of the national, and we kind of follow their policies and guidelines, but adapt them to the needs in our local communities, in this case, Butler County.
Mm-hmm. And there are many, many programs that operate under the NAMI umbrella, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Well, let's talk about the free education programs that are coming up here, just in case there are people listening in the car or whatever that might be leaving us. We want to make sure they know about it. It's called Family to Family, and it's a series of classes that starts next week, I believe, right?
Yes, it starts on March 11th, and it is an eight-week program that will run through April 29th. It's every Wednesday at 6 p.m., and it will be held at the CCR, the Center for Community Resource Building, mm-hmm. On Main Street in Butler. It's a free program. We just ask that you register in advance.
And the Center for Community Resources is It's on South Main Street. It's right across from Miller's Shoes. Everybody knows where Miller's Shoes is. So that's where CCR is located. Is there a fee or tuition or something for taking these classes, Donna?
No, there's no cost. No cost at all.
Oh, that's terrific. Do you need to register? Can people do that somehow?
Yes, they can register. The deadline for registration is the day before the classes begin, so March 10th. And they can register by calling the office. The phone number is 724-431-0069 or on our website, which is www.namibutler.org.
Mm-hmm. And again, these classes, series of classes, 8 weeks, begins Wednesday of next week. Wednesday, March 11th, and they're evening classes, right? It starts at 6 o'clock.
Right.
And this is aimed at family members who have someone in the family who's dealing with a mental illness, right?
Right. It is a loved one that has experienced mental illness or is experiencing, mm-hmm. and the family is trying to cope with all that that entails. It's an evidence-based program.
What will these classes cover? Can you give us an idea just generally of what's going to be talked about over the series of eight weeks?
Sure. It's to help families improve the coping and problem-solving abilities, to deal with crises, to learn how to access resources in the community, all of those things.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a great program. I think that the Butler affiliate of NAMI has done this before, but this is a new series of an 8-week educational program, and it could be obviously a great help to family members of people who are dealing with mental illness. Mental illness covers a wide range of conditions, Donna. The mental illness basket covers a wide span. Can you talk about some of the conditions that NAMI deals with?
Well, we deal with we're family based, so we support the families of people affected by mental illness, and also anyone experiencing mental illness, of course, we're available to refer them to resources. We are not professional. We are a grassroots organization. But all of our people that conduct the groups, the educational groups or the family support groups, are trained facilitators that have been trained via the national organization, the National NAMI. Mm-hmm. They've all taken training in that. And so they, it's a consistent, standardized program across the border.
Among the conditions that we would classify under the general heading of mental illness would be depression, for example, right?
Absolutely.
A lot of folks deal with depression.
Yeah. Yes. Clinical depression, bipolar, across the entire bipolar disorder spectrum, schizophrenia, the whole gamut across the board. Actually, according to the statistics, 1 in 5 adults experience a mental health condition at some point in their lives, and 1 in 25 experience a serious mental health condition, which would fall under bipolar, schizophrenia, depression, those that we discussed. And that means that according to the current population figures that I read for Butler County, out of those, about 38,000 people will experience a mental health disorder.
Those numbers might surprise a lot of our listeners.
Yes.
This is a far more common condition that a lot of people would realize. And I think part of the reason for that is the people don't talk about it. There's still a stigma attached to a mental illness. That's why I think it's so important that we have you here and we talk about this today.
That's so true. There is still a stigma attached. And even when we say mental illness, the verbiage might be a little contributing to that stigma.
I agree with you, yeah.
So our thoughts are that perhaps we should think of it more in terms of how we think of a physical disorder. In other words, we should not say that person is mentally ill, but maybe he has a mental illness. We wouldn't say that a person is cancerous. We would say that person has cancer. Mm-hmm. And little by little, perhaps thinking of it in that way might help to eradicate some of the stigma.
I agree with you. Yeah, and it is an illness. I mean, if somebody gets the measles, there's no stigma attached to that. Or if you get the flu or whatever.
Right.
Why should there be a stigma attached to someone who's battling bipolar disorder or clinical depression or something like that?
I absolutely agree. It's not as if they chose to have this. Mm-hmm. I think part of it is that a mental disorder is silent. You can't physically see it like you could see a physical mm-hmm. disorder. It affects thoughts and behaviors rather than give you a headache or an earache or and there's no clear biological markers for mental illness. You can't go get an MRI or take a blood test. Mm-hmm. And because of that fact, even though the time for a correct diagnosis has lessened, when I worked previously with bipolar disorders, there was a 10-year length for correct diagnosis. That was the average.
Wow.
It's dropped down to 7 or 8 years. So it's improving, but it's very slow, very, very slow. But just as a physical disorder, we would also like to emphasize that early treatment can prevent escalation of the disorder. And that's hard, again, with the stigma that is attached to it. So to get people in there early when they're experiencing some of these symptoms, it's not so easy to do.
We need to take a break. We'll talk more with Donna Lemison. Donna is the new executive director of NAMI Butler County. And we'll talk about some of the other conditions that would fall under the umbrella of someone dealing with a mental illness. You're listening to It's Your Turn here on WISR. Hey, stick around. More to come. We'll be back right after these words.
Firefighters, police, EMTs, township supervisors, and others are typically the first on scene of an emergency. They face the greatest risk of electrical contacts. Central Electric Cooperative is holding a free first responders electrical hazards training on April 2nd. This training is intended to provide the necessary knowledge to work safely in emergencies involving electric utility lines. Attendees will view a high voltage demonstration as well as a safety presentation. Light refreshments and informational materials will be provided. Central Electric's training is designed to supplement, not replace, your organization's standard operating procedures. If your organization would like to attend or needs more information, please contact Natalie Russell at 800-521-0570, extension 2208. This is Dylan Link for Central Electric Cooperative. We hope to see you there. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Be surprised to know what would qualify as dealing with a mental illness. During the break, as I was talking with Donna, because We're going to be chatting a little bit later on the program today about the impact of daylight saving time. There are a lot of people, Donna tells me, who are affected by the changing of the clocks with the, what did you call it,
seasonal affective disorder.
SAD, S-A-D. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So they can actually become depressed, for example, with the change of the seasons?
Right. Yes, there's not in Pennsylvania, Western Pennsylvania particularly, we don't have a lot of days of sunlight mm-hmm. during the winter. Even if the weather is not bad, which it hasn't been this winter, we still get that gray, overcast, dreary. And that does affect a lot of people to the point where they do become depressed. And I think a lot of people just attribute it to, oh, it's the weather, but it's for some people, it can be more than just that.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, when we talk about depression, we need to make a distinction here. I don't want to get too medical on this, first of all, because I don't have any medical training in this area, but you know, a lot of people can get depressed about a lot of things. I mean, you know, you were expecting, a Valentine's Day gift and you didn't get it, and then you can be depressed by that. Or, you know, if you're a student, you didn't do well in a class, that could be depressed. That's different from clinical depression, right? Clinical depression is far more serious.
Correct. Yeah, the first that you talked about is more like situational mm-hmm. depression, and everybody has that. You know, you have a bad day, something doesn't go the way you thought it was going to go.
The boss yells at you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's kind of more short term, but there's another clinical depression is actually I don't want to get too technical because I am not a clinician. I don't claim to be. But mm-hmm. but some of us are wired a little differently. Our brains are wired a little differently. I don't want to get too technical here. But there's a reason. There's a physical reason for why the depression goes on. It's acute, but then it's also ongoing.
When clinicians, medical professionals are treating an individual with a mental illness, there are a variety of ways that can be done, right? I mean, counseling might be one, but there are pharmaceuticals too, right?
Absolutely.
That can help some people.
Right, right. And I think people, I don't have any stats on it, but I think people would actually be amazed by how many people are on some form of an antidepressant. Mm-hmm. I think the numbers are large. But along with that, as you said, talk therapy, cognitive therapy, there are lots of different ways or adjunct ways to treat depression.
Do the folks at NAMI Butler County, can they direct people to professionals who would help them deal with these conditions?
We absolutely can, whether it be, a professional, clinical professional people, support groups. There's a variety of resources, not only just for depression, but for many, many other. Butler County has a wide network of dedicated people working on these conditions. Mm-hmm. And part of the other thing is the co-occurring substance abuse that goes along many times with mental illness, which just exacerbates the symptoms, the behaviors. 20 million adults across the country have substance abuse problems, which is a high number. However, greater than 50% of those have a co-occurring underlying mental illness. So which came first, the chicken or the egg? We don't know.
Substance abuse could be drugs. It could be
alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Could be tobacco, I guess. You can be addicted to that, too. Nicotine.
Yes, yes. Yeah, and this is, you know, especially significant for Butler County. We've had a lot of drug-related deaths. The numbers have come down, but we had 92 in 2017. That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Not to mention that, you know, the loss in earnings, it impacts every area of our communities, our businesses, it's a loss to everyone. $193.2 billion in lost earnings per year because of mental disorders, substance abuse, both of them together.
Even though that's affecting the economy and society as a whole, it has an even greater effect, obviously, on the family members of those who are dealing with a mental illness. And that's why this family-to-family series of classes coming up, an 8-week educational program taught by trained family members is so important. And we'll give you the details on that again if you weren't with us at the beginning of our conversation, because that 8-week educational program starts Wednesday evening of next week here in Butler. So we'll tell you about that a little bit more. I wanted to talk a bit about your background, Donna Lamison, because we're kind of introducing you to our Butler County public here today. Donna is the new executive director of NAMI Butler County. Are you originally from Western Pennsylvania, or?
I am. Yes, I grew up in the Fenelton area. I went to Carn City High School. Went to Carlo in Pittsburgh, and then kind of stayed down there and worked for most of my adult life, mm-hmm. and came back here in 2010 because my mother was getting older and she was ill, and so I've been here ever since.
Carlo is in the Oakland section of Pittsburgh,
mm-hmm.
and so you after you graduated from there, you worked in the public health sector in Allegheny County?
I did. I started out at the Allegheny County Coroner's Office working with the coroner and the pathologists there. So I was introduced to suicides, you know, and all the other accompanying deaths in Allegheny County.
Was that with Cyril Wechter or someone that won another coroner?
Actually, it was with Joshua Perper.
Oh, yeah. I remember that name. Yeah,
yeah, Joshua Perper. Dr. Perper was the first. Actually, he had co-degrees. He was the medical examiner, not a coroner.
Mm-hmm.
He had a medical degree and also a Juris Doctorate in law.
I know the name. I never had a chance to meet him. Dr. Wecht has been on this program numerous times down through the years,
mm-hmm.
but I never had a chance to interview Dr. Perper. So you worked for most of your professional career in the immediate Pittsburgh area?
Yes. Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. Yes, I worked at Children's Hospital. For quite a few years. Then I went to the Hospice and Palliative Nurses Association, and I was the assistant director there. And then I worked for, I moved on to UPMC and actually worked for Dr. David Kupfer at the in the Department of Psychiatry to form a professional and layperson association that dealt specifically with research and new findings and awareness for bipolar disorder.
Hmm. Well, we are lucky to have you as the new executive director of NAMI Butler County, then, with your background, that's for sure.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Can you stick with us for a little bit longer? I need to take another break here, but I just wanted to discuss a couple of other areas that some listeners may not realize fall under the umbrella of mental illness. So we'll wrap up our conversation with Donna Lamison after another break here on the Thursday edition of It's Your Turn. We welcome you, whether you're listening on your radio, in your car, or at home, or maybe you're listening online on your laptop or your phone in some other part of the country. We have a lot of folks from the Butler area who are snowbirds, and they're down south in the wintertime, and they listen to us online, or even in other countries sometimes. Welcome. Nice to have you with us on the It's Your Turn program today. We'll be back to talk more with Donna Lamison right after these words.
This time of year, it's fish fry time at Michael's Restaurant. You can't beat the great beer battered fish with fries. You start looking forward to it the moment Lent arrives. Start your family tradition of enjoying fish fry dinners at Michael's Restaurant. That's Michael's Restaurant, with great homemade food all year long.
Tri-Rivers 2020. Focus on your musculoskeletal health.
I'm Dr. William Saar with Tri-Rivers. Whether you suffer a foot or ankle-related trauma, such as a fracture or dislocation, or require reconstructive foot and ankle surgery, I rely on my extensive experience and specialized training to get you back on your feet. For more information or to schedule an appointment, please visit TriRiversMSK.com or call 1-866-874-7483.
To us, we're going your way. Getting there starts here. Just hop the bus. Easy and economical. Just hop the bus. No car, no problem. The bus will get you there. 'Cause that's what we do. Hop the bus. Leave the driving up to us. We're going your way.
Welcome back. We're chatting on this segment of It's Your Turn here on WISR. Dave Malarkey is my name, by the way, if you're just joining us. Our guest here in the studio with us is Donna Lamison. She's the executive director, the new executive director for just a month now, of NAMI Butler County. NAMI stands for the National Alliance on Mental Illness. A couple of other things we wanted to mention, Donna. Family support groups that are available through NAMI. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, we currently have three groups running in different areas to make it easier for people to access them closer to home sometimes. These are free of cost, and you don't have to register for these. You can just drop in. They're led by family members of people with mental health conditions. Mm-hmm. Again, are trained facilitators of these groups that have also personally experienced having a loved one with a mental health condition. They last 60 to 90 minutes, and they're confidential. Just like an AA meeting or any other meeting that you would go to, these are a safe environment, safe confidential environment.
I would imagine that one of the biggest benefits might be to realize there are others going through the same thing that you are. You know, there are other families dealing with this just like you are.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, it helps people to feel that they're not alone, that they're supported, and they're understood. Mm-hmm. We offer one in Zillianople. That's the second Tuesday of every month, and it starts at 5:30. One in Butler, which is at the Community Alliance Church, and that's the third Thursday, and one in Saxonburg at Abba's House, which is on Main Street in Saxonburg, and that's the last Tuesday of every month at 6 p.m. And you can call the office, and I would be happy to send you out the information about all of them. And the number at the office, again, is 724-431-0069.
724-431-0069. We'll give that number again just in case you weren't able to grab it there. And by the way, that's the same phone number that you would use to register for this new 8-week education program, Family to Family, that starts next Wednesday, right?
Absolutely. The Family to Family is a national education program for families or loved ones that have a family member with mental illness. It lasts for 8 weeks. It begins next week, March 11th, and it runs through April 29th, 6 p.m. I believe that's a Wednesday. Anyway, it's held at the Center for Community Resources, which is at 212 South Main Street in Butler. And it helps people to understand the different mental health conditions, learn a little about current treatments and therapies, how to access local support, and perhaps a little more about how to handle crises. So we recommend one session builds on the other. So if you can commit to 8 weeks, it's a great great evidence-based program to attend.
Mm-hmm. And it's free. There's no cost.
No cost. Mm-hmm. You do have to register, however, because we don't want the group to become so large that it's kind of unwieldy. Mm-hmm. So the deadline for registration is the day before the course starts, and that's...
next Tuesday.
Yes, yeah. Next Tuesday, March mm-hmm. 10th.
Course materials are furnished at no cost, so my goodness. If you're in a situation or you know somebody that is in your circle of acquaintances, make sure they know about it. It's a wonderful opportunity. Family to Family. Educational program lasts for 8 weeks, as Donna said, every Wednesday evening starting next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And you can call Naomi Butler County at 724-431-0069 to register. A couple of other notes I wanted to mention in terms of what people might not realize falls under the umbrella of mental illness. You talked about clinical depression, bipolar. Okay, everybody knows that. Schizophrenia, everybody would know that. Obsessive compulsive disorder falls under the umbrella. Obsessive compulsive disorder, which nobody really knew much about, I don't think, until the TV show Monk of several years ago, which was, it treated this, I don't want to say in a humorous way, but it let people know that this is a serious problem for a lot of people. The Monk character would, go around straightening rugs and making sure that the door was locked 50 times and all that sort of thing. Hey, real people deal with this, not just fictional characters.
Yes, they do. Absolutely.
And it can be very disruptive in your life,
Yes. Yes. If it takes up so much time in your day because it disturbs you so much if things are out of order or whatever the symptoms might be, it's certainly worth seeing somebody or contacting somebody.
Post-traumatic stress disorder. Anxiety disorders. People that are not necessarily obsessive-compulsive but just... almost paralyzed by anxiety. I've known a few people that are that way.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And as you said, post-traumatic stress disorder affects a lot of veterans, but also just people that may have gone through a traumatic event at some point in their life.
Mm-hmm. Not necessarily related to the military at all.
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And finally, and I didn't realize this myself, attention deficit disorder is considered under this umbrella as well. I usually think of that as, second grade kids, and you can't settle them down to, spend a day in school. But this can be a problem for people of any age, really.
Absolutely.
And again, there's a continuum here. whether you're dealing with, let's say, depression. As Donna said, everybody gets depressed once in a while about some things. But it can get more and more serious, just like a cold, you know. Everybody's had a mild cold, and a couple of days later you lose it, and then you've had a cold that hangs around for a couple of weeks, and you end up with a sore throat and chest cold and sinus infection and everything else. Hey, it's the same thing with a mental illness, for goodness sakes. It is an illness. And please, please, let's get rid of the stigma that's connected with mental illness.
Mentioning stigma, May is Mental Health Awareness Month,
mm-hmm.
And there are going to be lots of activities throughout the city of Butler and the county during the month of May. NAMI Butler is doing our annual walk to raise awareness and reduce stigma in Diamond Park on May 16th, and that takes place at 10 a.m. to 12 noon. There is a fee of $20, and that contributes toward the T-shirts that we actually had a student design contest for our T-shirts at Butler High School. And we had a winner. Her name is Billy, and she made a beautiful, beautiful shirt. So those will be available at the walk. That's going to be directly followed by the Butler County Recovery and Resource Block Party in the park, which is sponsored by another organization. NAMI will be there as a participant, as a vendor, and that runs from 12 noon to 6:30 during the same day. So there's going to be a lot of activities taking place. And I can, while we're not sponsoring the Recovery and Resource Block Party, I can get you information of who to contact if you'd like to be involved in that. NAMI has also been actively trying to raise awareness throughout the county. One of the things that we've done is to help get a NAMI on campus group going, which is at Slippery Rock University, mm-hmm. by a group of students there. They're actively engaging students to raise awareness and erase the stigma there as well. And they've got a lot of their own activities going on. There's going to be a walk up there. There's going to be a tremendous amount of activities occurring over the next few months. So we're really happy that they have that they're up and running. We're also partnering with the Butler County Suicide Coalition, the crisis intervention training that will take place from June 22nd to the 26th. I believe it's a week long training happening here in Butler, and we're partnering with, of course, NAMI State and National to we'll be attending both of those conferences and bringing back materials from that to kind of see what might work here in Butler County.
You're awfully up to date on stuff happening around here for only being on the job for a month.
Well, thank you.
Must be a quick study.
A little bit.
Folks, you can learn more about any of these things that we've been discussing with Donna. Get more information by calling NAMI Butler County. And again, the phone number is 724-431-0069. NAMI, NAMI, National Alliance on Mental Illness, Butler County. And it's been our pleasure to not only meet but to introduce the new executive director of NAMI Butler County, Donna Lamison. And don't forget that Family to Family, that 8-week free educational program meeting once a week every Wednesday night, starts next Wednesday at the Center for Community Resources. If there's someone in your family dealing with a mental illness, you'll be interested. Of course, topics include current treatments and therapies, finding support services, handling crises, solving problems, communicating effectively with your ill loved one, managing your own stress, and a variety of other things, too. So it's a great program. It's free. I mean, how could you beat it? It's free. Donna, thanks for stopping in today.
Thank you so much, Dave. Yeah. I've enjoyed it.
Nice to meet you. Nice to have you here. More to come. Please stick around. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to talk about the impact of daylight saving time. We're switching to that, you know. We changed the clocks here in a couple of days this weekend. So we'll talk about that with Dr. Phyllis Z. Coming up on It's Your Turn here on WISR. We will be right back.
Hi, this is Howie Pinckney with Pinckney Capital Management in Portersville. Today, many people need help managing their investments. The investment options available today can be confusing. If you would like to talk to someone for help, why not call me for an appointment? Howie Pinckney at Pinckney Capital Management, 1284 Perry Highway, Portersville, Pennsylvania. My telephone number is 724-368-4224. Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
That frightening sound is one we hear quite often throughout the day. Our heart quickens and immediately we wonder what happened. A medical emergency can be frightening. Every tick of the clock crucial. And that's why Butler Ambulance Service is dedicated to be there with every ounce of care possible. Butler Ambulance Service is within minutes of providing you or a loved one with treatment and transportation. Call 282-9595 to find out more. Butler Ambulance Service is a phone call away from serving you.
I can't remember the last time I went to the dentist. Now I'm too embarrassed to go because my teeth are in such bad condition.
Unfortunately, this person is not alone. Many folks put off going to the dentist because they fear being scolded for neglecting their teeth. This is Dr. Bob Todd with a special message. Dentistry today is faster, easier, and better than ever before. At our dental office, we don't believe in making you feel guilty, no matter how long it has been since you've seen a dentist. We know fear and embarrassment can cause a cycle of procrastination. If it has been years since you've been to the dentist, call us today. We will help put your mind at ease and bring your smile back to health.
If you hate going to the dentist but know you have a dental problem, help is only a phone call away. Dr. Bob Todd and his friendly dental team will answer all your questions and care for all your concerns. For complimentary information or to schedule an appointment at their Butler office on Evan City Road, please call 282-7774 or on the web at butlersmiles.com.
Well, time to change the clocks again, listeners. On this segment of It's Your Turn, I'm Dave Malarkey, and we're going to be talking about daylight saving time and whether or not it's harmful. We're very happy to be able to chat with an expert on that. Her name is Dr. Phyllis Z, and she joins us by telephone here today. Dr. Z, nice to have you with us for a few minutes.
Thank you very much.
So we change the clocks, and we go back to a daylight saving time on Sunday. I've seen stories, especially over the past few years, that daylight saving time impacts our health in a negative way. Is this true? Is there any scientific evidence for this, Doctor?
Indeed, the research and science really is mounting on this topic that the loss of sleep together with this creating a situation where our clocks, our internal clocks are out of sync with that of the sun clock, it's really in some ways this perfect storm where there are both negative health effects of either of those, but in combination, it's even more important. So, for example, around surrounding daylight savings time during that transition, there's an increase in the rate of heart attacks. Our stress hormones also go up, and that could also increase blood pressure and perhaps even our ability to fight off infections. There are safety concerns, real safety concerns. The car accidents rate increases during that transition time. But also, I think somewhat more concerning is that the rate of, I would say, the deadly or the fatal car accidents increased by almost 6%, which is a huge number, not to mention the economic productivity of the workforce that's also diminished during this period of time.
A little bit about our guest listeners. Dr. Phyllis is director of the Center for Circadian and Sleep Medicine in the Department of Neurology at Northwestern University. So she knows something about this. I give your credentials, Dr. Z, because I will tell you in the next sentence that I'm a bit of a doubter on this. I don't understand how just changing the clocks by 1 hour can affect so many people. I mean, nobody goes to bed at exactly the same time every night, do they? What if you go out to the movies and you go to bed an hour later or whatever? Wouldn't that have the same effect whether you change the clocks or not?
No, it doesn't, because what we're doing with daylight savings is we're changing the relationship between your internal biological clock with that of the sun clock. When you go to bed a hour earlier or later today or tomorrow, you're not changing that relationship. You're just going to bed an hour later or earlier. You're only getting either a little more sleep deprivation, which is, of course, in itself important, but you're really not changing that relationship between the sun clock, your social clock, and your internal biological clock.
So can you give our listeners a few tips or techniques to make the upcoming switch from standard to daylight time a little bit easier on you and on the rest of your family, too? Any tips for us?
Yes, indeed. These tips will apply to adults, young and old, but also to children. There are practical science-based ways that we can use to reset our biological clocks. Before springing forward, go to sleep an hour earlier. Finish eating an hour earlier. In fact, it's a good habit not to eat within 2 hours, of course, of bedtime. Dim those lights out before you go to bed, because these are all ways that your clock can be reset sooner. In the morning, when you wake up, get bright lights. Go outdoors if you can. Increase your physical activity levels as well. And all of that can help improve your quality of sleep. But very importantly, light can help reset your clock sooner and faster.
What is one thing that everyone can and maybe should do Sunday morning, right after we change the clocks?
You can do that Sunday morning, but also Monday morning and Tuesday morning and perhaps through the rest of the week. It takes time for internal biological clocks to reset.
I've read a number of different stories about the origin of daylight saving time. Have you researched this at all? Do you have any definitive news on where exactly it came from, when it started, and where?
I think the most consistent story or explanation is that it began around the time of around World War One, and the idea behind that was that it would actually save energy at that time. And remember, at that time, we were also much more of an agricultural society, and that would also help the farmers. Today, this is not as relevant, or perhaps not even quite relevant anymore in our modern society. And with the evolving science that's showing that when you lose your sleep and when you're misaligning your circadian clocks with that of the sun clock and your social clocks, that there are really very important detrimental effects to your health, I think the balance now favors, let's get rid of daylight savings time.
And is it the same effect whenever we change back in the fall from daylight time to standard time? Do we have the same concerns?
Well, switching the clocks at any time does have these as being associated with detrimental effects. In fact, also falling back, you would think you're gaining sleep, so why would that happen? But the data in this is less, I think, strong than that for springing forward, because it's more difficult in general for humans to spring forward or to advance, move our clocks forward. But many of these accidents, for example, we can also see trends in that in the fall.
The last story I read about the European Union, and we're talking about, you know, approximately 20 nations here in Europe, was that they were going to do away with this switch. And I thought it was going to be this year. I haven't heard anything since. I know that they don't change their clocks exactly the same time as we do. It's 2 or 3 weeks different. Have you heard anything about what they're going to do in the EU?
They're still debating this. It is still they're still working on that. I have not heard one way or the other, but just like in the rest of the world, there is the science behind this. And I think at the end of the day, as a scientist, I hope science will prevail.
One final question. If we stayed on one time all year round, would it be okay to make it daylight saving time? That's the one I love. I like to be able to play a little golf, late into the evening in the summertime.
No, it should be standard, permanent standard time, because permanent daylight savings time will actually increase for a longer period of time now, for more than 7 months, this misalignment between our internal clocks and that of the sun clock. And this is really even more so for those who are living on the western edge of our country.
Well, we'll see what happens. It's certainly being debated in many other countries around the world, along with here in the U.S. Dr. Phyllis Zee, talking with us about daylight saving time. We'll be changing the clocks this coming Sunday. Doctor, thanks so much. Good to talk with
you
today. Thanks for your input. Thanks.
Thank you.
Now, through March 19th, West End Tire and Service is offering one heck of a pre-spring deal. Buy any four tires and receive a free diagnostic alignment check. That's a $30 value. West End Tire and Service carries tires for everything from cars, trucks, and SUVs to heavy-duty trucks, skid loaders, and even farm vehicles. Plus, they've expanded and improved their mechanical services to include shocks and struts, brakes, oil changes, alignments, tire rotation, tire repair, and more. Stop by and see what's new and like them on Facebook. West End Tire and Service, West Cunningham Street, Butler, next to Battery Warehouse Plus.
Hi, this is Dave Malarkey. I'd like to talk to you for just a moment here about the good folks at the Society of St. Vincent de Paul here at Butler. What a great job they do to help those who are less fortunate in many ways. They operate the St. Vincent de Paul Food Bank, of course. They have their St. Vincent de Paul Thrift Store in the Greater Butler Mart and their Client Aid Program. And the Client Aid Program helps needy families or individuals, maybe with help on a heating bill or a rent payment at the end of the month. Client Aid. And that's funded through the operation of the thrift store. So you can help by donating items that you no longer need or want to the thrift store. It's very easy to do. Drop-off bins are right inside the door. You can use the container outside. They're located in the Greater Butler Mart. So think about it. Next time you're cleaning the closet or the upstairs, instead of throwing that stuff away, why not donate it to the Society of St. Vincent de Paul here in Butler? We stand tallest when we stoop to help others.
The weather is starting to pick back up, and so are the deals at Osterling's Lawn and Garden. During the month of March, all Evolved Harvest and Imperial Whitetail food plot mixes are 50% off. Osterling's is now taking orders for asparagus, horseradish, and rhubarb roots. Plus, onion bulbs, garlic, and shallots will be arriving soon. Stock up on all your spring supplies like vegetable and herb seeds, seed starter fertilizer, planter trays, heat mats, grow light kits, and more. They've got everything you'll need at Osterling's Lawn and Garden.
Listeners, if I ask you what was the leading cause of death among women, you might be surprised to learn that it's cardiovascular disease. I'm Dave Malarkey, and on this segment of It's Your Turn here on WISR, we're going to talk about how simply being a woman can increase your risk of heart disease and a stroke. Here to talk with us about this subject is the Chief Medical and Scientific Officer at Verily Life Sciences, Dr. Jessica Mega. And also clinical researcher Michelle Amiibo. First of all, let me talk with you, Dr. Mega. Can you tell us a little bit about heart disease, specifically as it relates to women?
Well, it does sometimes surprise people that cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death among women. And, in fact, it claims more lives than all forms of cancer combined. And that's why it's so important for women to understand their risk factors for heart disease. So risk factors like smoking, LDL cholesterol being elevated, that's the bad cholesterol, hypertension, physical inactivity. These are risk factors for heart disease. But it's also important for women to understand how heart disease presents. Mm-hmm. Because we've made big strides in treating heart disease. Again, there's much more we can do. But women do need to understand that cardiovascular disease is their number one killer.
And we need more research, and it's appropriate that we talk about this leading up to International Women's Day, which is coming up in just a couple of days. The American Heart Association's Go Red for Women and Verily's Project Baseline Joint Initiative Research Goes Red. It all aims to empower women, right, to contribute to more research on women and cardiovascular disease. Right, Doctor?
That's exactly right, because we need to understand the causes of heart disease and then the best ways to treat it. Another fact that people sometimes don't know is that women are underrepresented, and women of color particularly underrepresented, when it comes to research and clinical trials. And the reason why it's so important for women to be involved is anytime you create a new therapy or a new device, we want to make sure that these tools actually work best with women as well as men. And it's only by doing this kind of work that we get the best therapies to the women that we love.
Also with us is Michelle Amiibo. As I mentioned, she is a clinical researcher. Michelle, can you tell us a little bit about your experience with heart disease?
Absolutely. While I was pregnant with my daughter, when I was 30 years old, during the third trimester of the pregnancy, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. And the notion I got from my healthcare providers was that after I gave birth to my daughter, that my weight would go down and my blood pressure would go back to normal and everything would be okay. And that just did not happen. 4 months after giving birth to her, my blood pressure was still high, and I was officially diagnosed with postpartum hypertension, and I was put on a low-dose blood pressure medication. And even on the medication, I struggled to really control my blood pressure. A year and a half after giving birth to my daughter, my doctor wanted to increase the dosing on my medication because my blood pressure was still not quite where it needed to be. And it was in that visit where I decided that I needed to take full control of my health to course correct with my hypertension. And so I left that visit with a referral to see a nutritionist to dial in my nutrition. And I also went that weekend and signed up for a gym membership that was close to our house. And so it took me about 3 years, but I was able to lose 75 pounds and course correct with my hypertension with lifestyle changes, and in particular diet and exercise to control my blood pressure. And I'm happy to report that it's been about 8 months now that I've been off of my blood pressure medication. And this is really important because non-Hispanic Black women have about a 3 times higher risk of dying from cardiovascular-related pregnancy complications when compared to their non-Hispanic white women counterparts. And so this research that we're embarking on with the American Heart Association and Verily is super important so we can get more information around cardiovascular disease as it pertains to maternal health.
Let me go back to Dr. Jessica Mega, Chief Medical Officer at the Verily Life Sciences. Postpartum depression, obviously, that's something specific to women. I've actually done a couple of interviews about that, about the serious nature of postpartum depression, but I did not realize, Dr. Mega, that that could lead to hypertension, high blood pressure. Is that quite common?
Well, we certainly know that women are at risk of hypertension. The other thing we know is that some of these diseases move together. The word we use technically is comorbidities, what travels together. And I think, as you heard with Michelle's story, understanding and getting a measurement of someone's blood pressure to see if they have hypertension or elevated blood pressure is really important because there's certain lifestyle things that people can do, and I think Michelle nicely articulated that. And then there are medicines for people who aren't able, even if they do everything from a lifestyle perspective, to get their blood pressure in check. So I encourage all women and men to make sure that they understand the risk of hypertension.
The research is ongoing. Doctor, is there somewhere that listeners can go to potentially sign up for research?
Well, we are creating this community, and the best place for people to go to join and learn more is projectbaseline.com/goRed.
Can you give us that website again, please?
projectbaseline.com/goRed.
Terrific. Dr. Michelle, thanks for talking with us today. This is important stuff for women and for the men who love them. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey here on WISR 680 AM. Today's broadcast is also archived for you online at WISR680.com. Tune in again next time for Dave Malarkey's It's Your Turn, weekdays from 12:30 to 1:30, right here on WISR 680.